New forecast for trade. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. If you are a farmer looking for something to be excited about, the USDA's new export forecast might help. Gary Crawford has the latest.
U.S. agriculture could possibly see an improving export situation in this new fiscal year 2020, and with it, a growing trade surplus. That is the brand new trade outlook from the Agriculture Department. Now, we ended fiscal year 2019 with $135.5 billion worth of ag export sales, $11 billion less than 2018. Now, back in August, USDA put 2020 exports, the forecast, at 137, but in USDA's new trade forecast,
we raised that slightly by about $2 billion to 139.
USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson, and once again, China seems to be the key factor all of this revolving around.
The forecast for exports to China is higher by $3.5 billion compared to our estimates in August, and is now expected to reach nearly $11 billion.
About a billion more than this past fiscal year.
We've seen China is going to need more pork in particular exports, but also they're going to need to import more soybeans from the United States.
And so Johansson says
that increase to China of $3.5 billion more than offsets any reductions that we see in some of our other export countries.
Now, he is quick to point out this better forecast for sales to China is not based on an end to the tariffs, not based on optimism about that, but rather just on things as they were when the forecast was made. Now, some of those anticipated declines in sales to other countries are based on global and U.S. economic growth being slower than had been expected, dampening the general level of trade and demand. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.